This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the marketing director for one of our great partners here on the program, McAllister's, and we're going to find all about this person who's standing by, and she's got all kinds of cool stuff to talk about, and actually is a car person. She's definitely a car person. I can't wait to talk to Gabrielle upcoming in a few moments. A little later on in this hour, we were scheduled to be joined by Russ Oasis. He's the guy that did the crowdfunding for the Viper to make its last run on the Nürburgring in Germany. They went back, and we're going to get Russ back with us, but he's on a plane right now, so we're going to have to reschedule that. His earlier plane was delayed, and hence we'll put him off till next week. Coming up in hour number two of the program, get all of your oil questions ready, because one of our lubrication experts is going to be joining us as we go under the hood. Telephone-wise, the number is toll-free, so feel free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261. If you're listening to us around the world via GCNlive.com, we welcome you and encourage you to email me anytime throughout the broadcast as well, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, I've had the pleasure of working with our next guest over the last few months is McAllister's has become a sponsor and supporter of the show, and it's been great getting to know Dan and getting to know other members of the team. We had the sales director for the company on from Pebble Beach, and so it's only natural that we continue to bring on people from McAllister's and get their story behind the story. And it's my pleasure right now to welcome Gabrielle Alexandria Sanson to the airways of Auto World. How you doing, Gabrielle?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is really exciting to have you on board here. I can't believe how much of a car person you are.
I guess I grew up in it, so started young, and I think a lot of people in my age group don't really appreciate classic cars that existed, obviously, before our time. They weren't all the newest bells and whistles, but I was fortunate enough to have parents who were actively involved in the classic car community. So that was kind of a tutorial and, I guess, created my love for them that I have today.
That's great. And you've been with McAllister's for 10 years, so you went right out of college into a cool job.
Yes, it's been awesome.
Tell us a little bit about your day-to-day duties there at McAllister's.
So I'm the director of our marketing department, and I guess the main stuff is our like internal and external communications. I handle all of our advertising, our website, logos and giveaways, any company-branded apparel, and then all of our social and digital media platforms.
And that, of course, is so important today. In the last 10 years, Gabrielle, have you seen the rise of social media, probably up close and personal?
Yeah, it's crazy. I would say 4 or 5 years ago, we weren't even really on a lot of social platforms. So we've come a long way. It just wasn't something that catered to our industry. And then even our website was built 6 years ago and is about to get another redesign. But they expire rather quickly, as you can imagine, just with things changing and the culture of the digital space changing and Google and things like that. So we've definitely come a long way in the last 10 years from where we were, and our digital presence has certainly helped promote our brand and create awareness for people that are out there searching for stuff.
That's fantastic. Let's tell everybody about your daily driver. I can't believe that you actually drive a Maserati Ghibli. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wow. Fantastic. So tell us all about this Maserati.
I love that little car. It's probably not super practical. I have two dogs, and they go a lot of places with me, so it's not the most practical car, but it's really fun to drive. I never had a car before. I drove an SUV. So when I, like, went and test drove it and they cranked that thing on, I was like, sold. I was advised that I should probably test drive a couple other cars before I picked the first one that I went to. But I ended up back there because I really loved it. It drives great and sounds good, and it's a fun little car.
Yeah, it certainly is music to your ears when you get that fired up and running. That's fantastic. And, again, following your love of classic cars, you've been to a lot of the major events. Matter of fact, you yourself were at Pebble Beach last year, and that is such an amazing event. It's kind of the World Series, the Super Bowl of all the classic car events around the country. Before we tell everybody about the cool thing that you did while you were there, tell us a little bit about Pebble Beach. What was the experience like? Is it something that you've been to many times, or was that your first time?
That was actually my first time. It was incredible. There are so many events going on with so many different sponsorship opportunities for companies like us, but even just being invited as a guest for magazine houses or the different car brands or development, you know, teams that they're creating. And they have so many things going on. It's really hard. You kind of have to schedule yourself out because a lot of things overlap, or what I learned the hard way is they're spread out, so they're not all in the same vicinity. So you have to factor in California traffic to get to one place and back to another. And there was a team of us that went out there from McAllister, so we kind of tried to split up so that we could all be somewhere. But it was such a great learning experience, and the cars out there are just, they're incredible. Sunday, there's nothing like that. So hopefully I'll get to go back someday.
Oh, I certainly hope so, because it's one of those things, once you go to it, it's hard not to go to it. It's Jay Leno calls it the millionaires versus the billionaires, but that's okay. Everybody has that one thread, the common thread, and that's the automotive passion. And you can have a millionaire there on the field talking to just a regular person, and they're both talking the same language.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your trip over to the Mecum Auctions, one of your partners. I personally love the Mecum Auctions. I love the fact that Dana, the owner, does a great job in, number one, putting it on TV, and number two, the speed of the auctions, and the fact that there's kind of something there for everybody. You can't say that for all of the auctions, especially at Pebble Beach, but it's a daytime auction and a kind of a relaxed auction. But last year, you're out there, and I believe your mom was with you, and you decided to go over to Mecum to check out a dream car. Tell us about it.
Well, so we were there. I had been to a Mecum auction before, just not obviously at Pebble Beach. So I always, like you said, they cater to everyone. You can get a car at just about any price range, where there's a lot of them that just cater to super, super high-end. So we were there, I think, on either Thursday or Friday for a preview, and we're walking around, and I was like, I have to meet my boss at a specific time, but let's just do a lap. And there, I have always wanted a Rolls-Royce Silver Cloud.
Wow. When we come back on the other side, I want to hear more about this. She's always wanted a Rolls-Royce Silver Cloud, and everybody wait till you hear the story from Gabrielle Sanson from McAllister's. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Can't stop, and I can't stop. Gotta keep moving on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dynavite diet.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We're coming at you live all across North America on great radio stations and around the world at GCNlive.com. Thanks for being here. We've got the marketing director from McAllister's with us. Her name is Gabrielle Sanson, and she's telling us about last year's Mecum auction at Pebble Beach. And she had a dream car, and she just so happened to go to the auction to check it out. And sure enough, that dream car, that being a 1960 Rolls-Royce Silver Cloud II, you actually saw one there at Mecum. Was it a car that you knew was going to be on display, Gabrielle?
No, so you get the book ahead of time, and you can kind of, you know, browse or look for your model or year or whatever, and there was nothing. So as we were leaving, we saw S1. We found someone, asked them if there was any information on the car. They said it was a last-minute add-on, and it'll be first thing Saturday morning. So
wow.
I, of course, headed over first thing Saturday morning, and there was one other gentleman that bid against us for, like, a minute. And then he was done, and I left Pebble Beach with what my mom would say is a beater. She needs a lot of love. but she is in the process of being restored at Palma Classic in Audubon, New Jersey. So I'm really excited. Hopefully within, like, the next 12 to 18 months, she'll make her way down to Charlotte, and I can take a Sunday drive.
Oh, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the interior color treatment on the Rolls.
It's like the powder blue color. It actually had been replaced. That's one of the only things that's not original. So when we do the restoration, John recommended that we redo the interior and bring it back to what it used to be. Cause he's like, this is not how they made these interior seats, which I did not know the difference. So I've learned a ton during this process. He is super knowledgeable and has provided me with all kinds of pictures and information and just fun facts along the way about the car and the development and the things that have changed over the years. And I'm, like, super, super excited. I, like, squealed when it became mine. We quickly found out it didn't have brakes or working brakes. As my mom and I tried to get it to a hauler, we needed some help because it wouldn't stop. But it's going to be really, really fun, and I think something that will be around for a long time, at least in my life, and hopefully I can pass
Absolutely.
It on.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that sounds fantastic. And such a wonderful story that you were able to find your dream car and be able to purchase it, and now you're having it restored. And as you said, you do learn an awful lot when a vehicle is being restored. And, of course, you've got a really good restorer working on it, but it can run into a lot of money sometimes. You have to be a little bit careful, but it certainly, and no doubt, a fulfillment of a lifelong dream for you. So that is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be fun. She will never be a concourse car, but she will be a fun car to take to local shows or the Rolls-Royce Club meets that they have. It'll be fun. I'm excited.
And speaking of Rolls-Royce's new ones, you are a fan of both the Wraith and the Ghost, so you wouldn't mind one of those new ones, too.
You know what
amazes me about those cars is how fast they are. Even the Phantom, which is a big, big, heavy car, and yet, you know, it will do 0 to 60 in the fives, which is remarkable considering how heavy those cars are.
Yeah, they are beautiful. So I've always liked what they look like. But I learned the hard way. Sometimes you might love a car or think it looks great or whatever, and then when you get behind the wheel, your opinion can change, good or bad. And there was one at the dealership that I bought my car that they let me test drive last year, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is way out of my price range, but it is beautiful, and it drives amazing.
Well, that's great. Well, who knows, down the road, maybe you can get one of those to slide alongside your Ghibli. I love Italian cars, and I love British cars, too. I understand your first car was actually also a British car. What was that?
That was an English Green Range Rover.
Very cool. Excellent. In the classic green color.
Yeah. Well, I love that car. I should have held on to it.
You know, good. That's fantastic. And, you know, it's great to talk to somebody who's so psyched about a classic car like that Rolls-Royce Silver Cloud, because it's not an unusual choice. Usually when I ask somebody, you know, what's your dream car, it's, you know, it's a Mustang, it's a Corvette, it's a muscle car, it's a Duesenberg. But I think it's so cool that you zeroed right in on that Rolls-Royce. Did you see one at a young age? What was the the kind of the...
Yes, I was actually at a car auction in Florida with my dad, and it was there was one there, but it wasn't for sale. It was just sitting there, and it was beautiful, and I remember, like, just loving that car. I think I still have a picture of it somewhere, but I just always loved that car. And then we are involved. McAllister's has a partnership with the Rolls-Royce Owners Club, so they publish... like a hardcover book every year that gets sent to all the dealerships and to the owners. So we've worked with them, and obviously they have an annual event that changes the location. And last year it was in Asheville, North Carolina, so I drove over. And, I mean, there were probably 40 of them in a row. So I was like, yeah, starstruck over cars.
Great.
It was a really beautiful setting and a pretty cool place to see that and witness all of the old Rolls, and especially since it's a car that I love, and being able to, like, combine work with something that you're really passionate about was pretty cool.
Absolutely. And congratulations, Keith Martin and his great magazine, Sports Car Market Magazine. In their current issue, they came out with a list for 40 people under the age of 40, up-and-coming folks, and you're in there, so what a wonderful thing that is.
Oh, I was so humbled. That was such an honor to be a part of that. It caught me off guard when I got the email and was like, no way! And I was a little nervous just because they ask you, like, all kinds of questions. You don't know, obviously, what will be published or how they're going to spin it, but it was really fun. And again, another learning experience just about other people in the industry and the age gap. I think it's something we certainly struggle with. Like I said before, there's a lot of people my age that just want the newest, you know, bells, mm-hmm. whistles, cool technology. They don't appreciate the old classic cars. So it was cool to be tied in with a bunch of people that appreciate that and the details and the auctions and the events, and I'm hoping from that maybe we can start to get creative and get this next round of, I guess, kids or people my age yep. to appreciate the classic beauties and have a younger crowd and groups and meetups and things like that so that we can make it more attractive for 40 and under.
That is so important. Jay Leno has an expression that he said to me, anytime I get to go to a car show and I get to talk to somebody without gray hair, it's a victory. So you're going to be driving more of those younger people into the hobby, and that's a wonderful thing to be doing, Gabrielle. We'll take a pit stop, and when we come back on the other side, you're not going to believe what McAllister's is delivering. A satellite. Hold on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns?
He is the director of marketing for McAllister, one of our great supporters here on the program. And we're used to hearing Dan McAllister and other folks from the company. And this is Gabrielle's debut here on the program, but she's doing a fantastic job. And before that break there, I wanted to talk a little bit about the satellite, the new weather satellite that you have delivered that's going to be launched in November. Number one, I didn't even know that McAllister's had an aerospace division. Tell us about that, Gabrielle.
So we handled a 1,500-mile, I think it was almost 1,500 miles, under 48 hours for the JPSS. It's a weather satellite that's scheduled to launch in November, and that was made or created through Ball Aerospace. So that is one of the companies that we use or partnered with for their transportation, and there was a custom trailer made, and they had 24-hour move operations along the way. So I think there were 4 trucks, 8 drivers, and then there's a mobile command center that goes along that's just for, you know, security and things like that. So it was a really awesome thing to be a part of, and it's something that we've done for years. But this one is actually, if you visit our Facebook page, you can track the launch, and there's a link, and Benzinga did a write-up, and it's on NASA. So there's a bunch of stuff to follow the launch up until the November event.
That's fantastic. The pictures and information you sent me really were spectacular. And like you said, this is a real team effort. And, you know, the cost of one of these satellites and the complexity and the sensitivity of these satellites, I mean, those are all things that are so important in moving something like this from one locale to another. So you guys at McAllister's really must have done your homework if this is something you've been doing for a lot of years and have it down so that companies can rely on you guys for delivering it without any problems.
Yeah, I think we have an amazing aerospace team. The guys that run that division do an excellent job. They have relationships for, you know, 20, 30 years in the industry. And I think once the trust is built with, you know, whoever you're working with, you kind of stick with them, word of mouth kind of thing, and you have a great experience and everything's handled right. And we do a really good job of trying to deliver excellent customer service so that we're available and they can track things all along, you know, the process. Of course, with this one specifically, there was a command center, but in all of our divisions, that's something that Dan, our owner, really puts a lot of focus in.
That's a perfect segue because that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about next. It is so rare here in 2017 to have a family-owned company and to work for a family-owned company. Unfortunately, the world has changed so much and we don't hear about these stories of generations and businesses being passed from one generation to the next, but what is it like working for Dan and for a family-owned company?
He has been a huge blessing. He is so hands-on. He's super involved. If there's a problem or even something positive that's going on, he makes sure that, you know, he gives credit to the people and reaches out, and his communication is usually pretty great with all of us to stay super involved, which, like you said, is really, really rare these days. I have friends and colleagues that I've talked to that have worked other places, and that's something that really sets McAllister's apart because he's hands on and he's the owner. So you don't usually get to talk to the top on a regular basis, but he makes sure that he's available to all of us. So that's a huge benefit.
Yeah, no, that is fantastic. And when you look at the history of McAllister's, I mean, the fact that you guys, like some other companies out there that just do one thing, and that's transport vehicles. I mean, you transport all kinds of things, everything from folks relocating to moving of special business equipment. Give our listeners around North America and around the world a little bit more of a background of all the different divisions and all the different things that McAllister's can offer.
So we've been around for 72 years, and I would say household goods is what started it, obviously, people moving things, but over time it's developed into, we have a solar division, aerospace, we have the auto division that's one of our large ones. We handle things for warehousing, pick and pack, solar. Did I say? I might have already said solar. We do, like, ATM installations, things cool. For, like, the charging stations for cars or even for phones in airports or parking lots and things like that. They really do have their hands in a lot of stuff. And when you think of transportation, you know, you can be vague or just think of, you know, a commercial side of things, but they've really made their way into medical, fine art. There's a lot of stuff that they do a really good job at.
And I think it's fantastic that Dan kind of waited to get into the collector car side of the marketplace and chose the right company to purchase and kind of lay some groundwork with that. But anybody I talk to in the collector car world, when I mention McAllister's, you know, everybody's almost surprised, like, how fast you guys are exploding and how many new rigs you have on order, and you're really taking the hobby by storm.
Yeah, so he purchased this, I think it's 30 months ago, and it was obviously an existing company that had 35 years under their belt. And then with our 72 years of experience in transportation, this is something that Dan's always been passionate about. So to be able to bring that and bundle it under, you know, what we've already done, I think you bring a really great team of drivers on board, people with passion that are excited about what they do every day. And like you said, we're growing immensely. It's kind of crazy how much it's grown from, you know, Mecum auctions to just snowbirds. We've gotten extremely lucky with the distribution to the dealership. We do a lot of new car manufacturers and high-end advertising events and special moves that they may need. So it's been really fun to see it grow.
And that speaks volumes for McAllisters, too, because the car companies don't just trust anybody. They have vehicles that they need to move around that are one of one, that cost several million dollars. Sometimes they need to be temperature controlled because they're clay models or they're some advanced electronic futuristic car that needs to be kept at a certain temperature. And I think it's so great that McAllister's is involved with that and also involved with such prestigious brands such as Mercedes Maybach.
Yes. That was a really fun thing to get the other day. I have a pretty good relationship with one of our drivers, and they send pictures in and stuff, and I try to share them on our social media platforms. And his wife was telling me a story about them taking this new 2018 Maybach to the dealership, and they're getting it off the truck, and I guess the GM or somebody high up from their office walks out, and he says, "Holy, you know what?" And she kind of froze for a second and panicked, like, what? Like, is there something wrong with the car? And then he went on and on about how beautiful it was, and he was so excited to have it on his lot. But for a split second, she kind of panicked as to, like, wait, what did we miss? And when I got the pictures, I was like, oh, my goodness, I would have maybe had the same reaction because it is a beautiful car. And it's really cool to see, you know, these fine automobiles that they move all over the country to dealerships and, like we said, to special events or teams. We had, like, a load of these Mercedes G550 SUVs that were for the Atlanta Falcons. So that was really cool to see, like, their personalization on the cars.
Oh, that is so cool. Hang with us, Gabrielle. Like, you're doing such a great job. We're going to keep you on board here for a little while longer. And then when we come back on the other side, we'll talk to Gabrielle a little bit more about the social media side. And if anybody has a question, it's 855-660-4261.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
She is the marketing director for McAllister's. It's my pleasure to have Gabrielle Sanson with us in this hour of the broadcast. And Gabrielle, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and plug all those social outlets that you're working with make sure and give out the website for McAllister's and telephone numbers, whatever you'd like.
Okay. If you jump on our Facebook page, it's just McAllister's Transportation Group, or we're also on Instagram under McAllister's Auto Transport. So those are two good places to start, and then from there there's links to our website and also some phone numbers depending on what you're looking for.
That's fantastic. So what's the color scheme on your Ghibli?
It's white with like a cognac color interior.
Very cool. That sounds excellent. Well, you've done a wonderful job here, and we so thank you for coming on board and telling us more about the marketing side and your own personal story, and we look forward to getting you back for a repeat performance on the radio down the road.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. It's been fun chatting with you and getting to know you over the last couple months, so thanks for including me on the show.
Absolutely, Gabrielle. Thank you for doing such a great job.
Enjoy the rest of your day, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Thank you. There she is, the marketing director for McAllister's, and what a great job she did. It was her first time with us here on the broadcast, and what a great company McAllister's is. By the way, everybody should stay tuned for our number two of the broadcast, because we've got a lubrication specialist. That's right. He's a specialist with more than 25 years worth of lubrication experience. He used to work on the mechanical side of nuclear submarines for the Navy. So if you're right now out there with a question about anything in the oil realm, be sure to hang on, and we're going to be taking your calls at 855-660-4261 on all things lubrication and engine lubrication, as well as other oils like transmission, gear lube, grease, and fuel additives, both for gas and diesel. We'll also talk about all types of equipment lubrication requirements from auto and truck, ATVs and UTVs, marine usage, heavy-duty truck and fleet usage, and basically all you need to know. If it moves, it requires lubrication. So you can call and talk to our expert, Dan Watson, who will be joining us in the second hour of the broadcast, and we'll be taking your calls and emails. It's toll-free, so don't be a stranger. There are a lot of shows that are pre-taped on the weekend. We are live here, so we can take your call live at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email if you prefer. It's either one of two addresses, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, the Frankfurt International Auto Show has been going on over the past few days, press-wise, and I believe it's now into the public days. It's the only international auto show that I've attended, and it was courtesy of the folks at Daimler-Benz back when Chrysler was owned by Daimler-Benz, Mercedes-Benz. The year was 1999. It was my first trip out of this country. I flew from Boston to Frankfurt and had a chance to check out this amazing auto show. And it's truly something to behold. I mean, just geographically, it takes up such a huge space. And the crazy thing is they have different buildings, and they'll have a press conference in one building at, let's say, 10 o'clock in the morning, and then a press conference right thereafter at 10:30, except the one right thereafter may be a mile away. So you really have got to plan what you're doing if you're going to the Frankfurt International Motor Show. But it is a very cool, cool thing. Very cool indeed. And certainly one of the great automotive events of the world. I've never been to Geneva. That's another show I hope to go to sometime. I would love to have that opportunity. Paris is another show I would like to go to. And Tokyo, which used to be a much bigger show. It's not as big as it used to be because new shows have popped up. As the automotive world continues to expand, there's now a Shanghai International Auto Show. And believe it or not, some of the car companies have used that venue to do world debuts. Porsche used that venue to show off one of their brand new models, first place, first time in the world, just a little while back. And, of course, General Motors Buick division is firmly entrenched in China. As a matter of fact, there's a funny old story I can tell you. When an executive from General Motors told me this story, when they were first negotiating with the Chinese about bringing cars over to China, the executive said to the Chinese person who is dealing with the situation, government official, you know, we're going to bring some really good cars over, including Cadillacs. And the Chinese governmental official said, no, please bring the best car, Buick. The story behind the story is one of the premiers of China, I don't know which one, this was going back probably into the 60s or 50s, had a Buick as his kind of his official car. So the people in China grew up with thinking that the Buick was on the same level as the Rolls-Royce or the Bentley or the Maybach from Mercedes. It's funny that the Chinese folks would much rather have Buicks than Cadillacs, and that is one of the main reasons why the Buick brand survived the cutting down of different brands. We lost Saturn, of course, we lost Oldsmobile, and we lost Pontiac. Every now and then I hear rumors that Pontiac may come back in some form, but nothing I can really put my finger on. A couple of companies have done these kind of clone Trans Ams. Of course, the Trans Am was always based off the Camaro Z28 or IROC Z28 from the 80s, and what they've done basically is taken one of the new Camaros, an SS, and wrapped it in more Pontiac Firebird-esque styling if it was still in production in 2017. And then they put in a monster motor. They put in a 6.2-liter Corvette-derived V8 and did a lot of aftermarket tuning on it. So there's a company out there doing those renovations on new Camaros, turning them into Trans Ams. I think they call them the Bandit Edition, too, and Burt Reynolds has signed them. It's an expensive vehicle. I know Jay Leno's television show, Jay Leno's Garage, did a little special piece on that a few episodes back. I'm sure you could check it out as CNBC repeats all of his shows multiple times, so you'll see it somewhere along the line. But I wouldn't mind seeing Pontiac come back, to be honest with you. You know, the future of Cadillac is an unusual one. You know, it was 3 or 4 years ago that Cadillac was making a lot of statements that, you know, that they were going to start going after the real high European vehicles, the BMW 7 Series, the Mercedes S-Class, you know, Bentleys and vehicles like that. And they moved their headquarters out of Michigan and relocated it in New York City. They got the former president of Audi to become the new president of Cadillac. And so far, the only vehicle that they've launched has not been a success, the CT6. You see them on the roads. This was the flagship Cadillac. There was supposed to be another vehicle above this, which was going to be the ultimate flagship Cadillac, costing like $150,000, but they have nixed that. And one of the things that I think they made a mistake with this CT6 Cadillac is they made it available with a 4-cylinder turbo as well as a couple of V6 engines. And when you're playing in that kind of territory, when you're playing to people who have unlimited means, they're not going to be interested in a turbocharged 4-cylinder unless it's in, you know, an Alfa or a Lotus or something like that. They should have done a different route. Well, that's going to do it for this hour of the program. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, stay tuned for questions on lubrication and oil, coming up with one of our experts, Dan Watson, in hour number two. I'm Bob. For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.